Vayehi ba'isahi, and it was at that time. Rashi explains, what does it mean, ba'isahi, at that time? It was at that time when the brothers saw the agony of Yaakov, the tsar that Yaakov had, that Yosef was not there. And they turned to Yehuda and they told him, we listened to you to sell Yosef. If you would have told us to bring Yosef back home, we would have also listened to you. Therefore, vayered Yehuda me'eis echov, they lowered Yehuda from his position as leader over the Shvatim, because he did not tell them to return Yosef. Vayet, and Yehuda turned ad ish adulami, to a person from Adulam, Ushmai Chira, and this person's name was Chira. Vayarsham Yehuda, and Yehuda saw over there Bas Ishknani, the daughter of an Ishknani, Ushmoy Shua, and his name was Shua, Vayikocheho Vayavoy Eleho. He took this woman as a wife, Vayavoy Eleho, and he had relations with her. Rashi explains that the word Kanani in the Pasuk does not mean Kipshutoi, a person from Canaan, but rather it means Tagra, a merchant. Why doesn't Rashi want to learn Kipshutoi? The Mefarshim explain, if you go according to the Shita, that the Shvatim married to Umois, each one married their twin sister, then it is very good why Rashi does not want to learn Kanani Kipshutai. Since we do not want to say that the Shvatim married Kananiyos, the Shvatim married to Umois, their twin sisters. We find that Avram and Yitzchak did not want their children to marry Kananiyos. So here also, we don't want the Shvatim to marry Kananiyos. Yehuda married the daughter of an Ish Kanani. So Rashi learns Kanani means a merchant, not a real Kanani. But according to the Shita, Rav Nechemya, which we mentioned earlier in Rashi, that the Shvatim married Kananiyos, so why can't we say over here, Kipshutai, that Yehuda married the daughter of a Kanani? The Maral, in Sefer Gur Aryeh, says that if the Pasuk wanted to tell us that Yehuda married a Kanani, the daughter of a Kanani, the Pasuk could have been quiet and not said anything at all, and we would have automatically assumed that he married the daughter of a Kanani, because they were living in the land of Canaan. In the land of Canaan, people were Canaanim. So it would make sense that the Isha that he would marry would be the daughter of a Canaanite. Since the Pasuk went out of its way to say that he married Bas Ish Canaani, Canaani must have a different meaning, and therefore Rashi learns it means Tagra, a merchant. Vatar, and she became pregnant. Vatelet Bain, and she gave birth to a son. Vayikra Eshemoy Er, and he, Yehuda, called the name of his son Er. Vatar Oid Vatelet Bain, she became pregnant again and gave birth to a son. Vatikra, and she called Eshemoy his name Oinon Oinon. Vatoysif Oid Vatelet Bain, and she continued and had another son. Over here the Pasuk does not say Vatar. Ayin in the Tur, who is Medayik, why it does not say Vatar over here. Vatikra Shemai Shela, and she called his name Shela. V'hoya b'chsiv belidata oisai, and it was in the city of Chesiv that she gave birth to Shela. Rashi explains that the people called the name of the city Chesiv because Bas Shua Eshes Yehuda stopped giving birth at that time. Chesiv means a stopping, and this is referring to the stopping of Yehuda's wife to give birth. The Asakena Mibali HaToisvis learns differently. He says that the custom in those days was that the first child was named by the husband, the second child by the wife, and then the third child would be named again by the husband, and so on. We see over here that Er was named by Yehuda, Vayikra Eshemoy Er. The second child was named by his wife, Vatikra Eshemoy Oinon. She called his name Oinon. So now when it came to the third child, Shela, it was really Yehuda's turn. It should have really said, Vayikra Eshemoy Shela. Why does the Pasuk say, Vatikra Eshemoy Shela, that she named him Shela? On that the Pasuk says, Vahoya Bichziv Belidata Oisai, because he was in Ksiv when she gave birth to him. He was not around to name this child, and that's why his wife did the naming of the third child. And this is different than today's custom. Today we have the custom that the wife or the wife's family gets the name of the first child. Dasakenim says that the custom in those days was that the husband named the first child. Vayikach Yehuda Isha le'er b'choroi, and Yehuda took a wife for Er, his firstborn, Ushema, and her name was Tamar. Vayihi Er b'chor Yehuda rav ve'ene Hashem, and Er, the firstborn of Yehuda, was evil in the eyes of Hashem. Vayimiseyu Hashem, and Hashem killed him. Rashi explains that the reason why Er was killed was because he was mashche zera. He destroyed his seed. He was over the iser of ashchosa zera levatolo. We know this because further on in the pasuk we find that Oinon was mashche zera and Hashem killed him. The pasuk says vayomes gam oisoi. Hashem also killed Oinon. Why does the pasuk say gam? Rashi explains, because for the same reason that Hashem killed Er was the reason that he killed Oinon. So we see from there that Er was also killed because of the Isser of Ashchos HaZera. Bishlama, we understand why Oinon was Mashche Zera. The Pasuk tells us he did not want to give his child to his brother. Ki loy loy yiyah HaZera, like the Pasuk will say further on. But why was Er Mashche Zera? Rashi explains, because he did not want to ruin her beauty. He was afraid that she would become pregnant and would not be as beautiful as she is now. That's why he was mashche zera and Hashem killed him. Vayomer Yehuda la'Oinon, and Yehuda said to Oinon, Boy el eshes achicha, come and marry your brother's wife, Tamar, v'yabim oisa, and be miyabim her. This is the din of Yibum, where if one brother dies, the other brother marries the dead brother's wife. And this way you will establish an offspring for your dead brother. The child that you will have now with Tamar will be considered as if Er had a child. And Oinon knew, it will not be to him this child. This child will not be considered Oinon's child, but rather Er's child. And it was in Bo El Eshes Achiv, when he had relations with his brother's wife Tamar, Vishiches Arza, he destroyed the Zera to the ground, Levilti Nisan Zera La'achiv, in order not to give seed to his brother. Vayera Be'ene Hashem Asher Osa, and it was bad in the eyes of Hashem what Oinon was doing. Vayomes Gam Oisoi, and Hashem also killed him. Vayomer Yehuda LeTamar Kalosoi, and Yehuda said to Tamar his daughter-in-law, Shevi Almono Beis Avich, remain as a widow in your father's house. Ad Yigdal Shelah V'ni, until Shelah my son will grow older. Yehuda did not have any intention to give Shelah to Tamar. Ki Omar, because he said in his heart, Pen Yomus Gamhu Ke'echov, lest Shelah also die like his brothers Er and Oinon. This Isha has a chazakah to kill her husbands. Er died, Oinon died, and now I'm afraid that Shelah will also die. Obviously, Yehuda did not know the reason why Er and Oinon died. It was because they were mashke zera. Yehuda did not know this. He thought that it was because they were married to Tamar. Although Yehuda did lead Tamar into thinking that when Shelah will grow older, Shelah will be given to her as a husband, Yehuda never said that. His words just said, wait until Shelah will become older. Then, in his mind, he had intentions that Tamar should do chalitza, and they would never get married. Vatelech Tamar vatesha beis avia, and Tamar went, and she lived in her father's house. Vayirbu hayomim, and many days passed. Vatomas Bashua Eshes Yehuda, and Bashua, the daughter of Shua, the wife of Yehuda, died. Vayinochem Yehuda, and Yehuda was consoled. Vayal, and he went up al goizei tzaynai to stand by the shearing of his sheep. Hu v'chira re'ehu adulami, he and Chira his friend from Adulam, Timnasa, they went up to Timna. As Rashi explains, the pasuk should have really said, "Vayal hu v'chira Timnasa." He and Chira went up to Timna to stand al goizei tzaynai, to stand by the shearing of his sheep. Vayugad l'Tamar lemor, and it was told to Tamar saying, "Hinei chamich oile Simnasa logei tzaynai." Behold, your father-in-law Yehuda is going up to Timna to shear his sheep. Rashi says that we find by Shimshon that it uses a lashon of going down to Timna, vayered Shimshon Timnasa. So why over here does the pasuk say that he went up to Timna? Rashi answers, because Timna was on the slope of a mountain, which a person can go from the top down to Timna, or from the bottom up to Timna. Shimshon was on top, and he went down to Timna, but Yehuda was on bottom, and therefore the pasuk says that he went up to Timna. Vatosa bigde almanusa me'oleho, and she removed her widow's clothing from her. Vatachas batzoif, and she covered herself with a veil. Vatis alof, and she wrapped herself. Vateshe befesach einayim, and she sat down by the crossroads, asher al derech timnasa, which were on the way to Timna. She figured, by these crossroads, there is a good chance that I will meet Yehuda. The reason why crossroads are called Pesach Inayim, Rashi explains, because when one comes to a fork in the road, he must open his eyes and decide which way to go. Pesach Inayim, a person must open his eyes at the fork. Rashi brings down a second shot, that Tamar sat down the Pesach Inayim by the opening of the tent of Avraham Avinu, and she davened over there that she should be zeiche to merit that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should allow her to have children from Avram's family. Vateshev, and she sat bePesach by the opening Einayim of the tent of Avraham Avinu, which was called Einayim, because all eyes yearned to see this tent, the tent that so much Gemilas Chasadim came out of. Ki Rosa Ki Godal Shela, the reason why she made herself available to Yehuda was Ki, because Rosa, she saw Ki Godal Shela, that Shela grew up. Vehilai nitna loy leisha, and she was not given to him, to Shela, as a wife. Vayireho Yehuda, and Yehuda saw her. Vayachsheveho lezayna, he thought that she was a zayna, a prostitute. Ki chissa poneho, because she covered her face. According to the simple meaning of the pasuk seems to say that he thought that she was a zayna because her face was covered. But the truth is, a zayna does not cover her face. So why, by having her face covered, would that lead Yehuda to think that she was a zayna? Therefore, Rashi learns differently. Vayireho Yehuda vayachshevel lezayna. Yehuda thought that she was a zayna because she was standing by the crossroads. Ki chisisa poneho is a separate statement. It is telling you, ki chisisa poneho, why didn't Yehuda recognize Tamar? She was his daughter-in-law. Ki chisisa poneho, because her face was covered. He did not see her face. Rashi brings down a second shot. Ki chisisa poneho, the reason why he did not recognize her was because when she was in his house many years earlier, her face was always covered. She was at Snua. And therefore, when he saw her now, he did not suspect that this was Tamar. Vayet eleho el haderech, and he moved from the way where he was going to the derech, to the way where she was. Vayomer, and he said, Havana, prepare yourself, please. Ovoy eleich, that I will have relations with you. Ki lo yoda ki chalosahi, because he did not know that she was his daughter-in-law. Vatomer, and she said, Matitainli, what will you give me, ki savoy eloi, in order that you will have relations with me? What will be my payment? Vayomer, Yehuda said, Anoichi ashalach di'izim minatzoin, I will send you goats from the flock. Vatomer, and she said, Imtitain eirovoin ad sholchecho, if you give me a mashkin, a collateral, until you send the goats. Vayomer, Yehuda said, Mo ho'eirovoin asher etenloch, what mashkin do you want? What collateral do you want? Vatomer, and she said, Choysamcho, your signet ring, ufsilecho, and your clothing, umatcho asher biyodecho, and your stick in your hand. Vayitenlo, and he gave these items to her, vayovoi eleho vatahar loy, and he had relations with her, and she became pregnant, loy, from Yehuda. Why did the pasuk have to say loy? Rashi says, to tell you that her children were giborim and tzadikim, mighty and righteous people, just like Yehuda. Vatokam vatelech, and she got up and she went, vatosa tzeifo me'aleho, and she removed her veil from upon her. Vatilbash bigdei almanusa, and she put back on her widow's clothing. Vayishlach Yehuda eskediho izim, and Yehuda sent the goats, biyad re'eyuho adulami, in the hand of his friend from Adulam, lokachas ho'erova in miyad ho'isha, in order to take the mashkin back from the isha, v'loy mitza'o, but he was not able to find her. Vayishal, and he asked, es anshi mekoimo lemar, the people of her place, saying, aye hakadesha, where is this prostitute, this isha that is mikudeshes, mizumenes l'znus, designated and prepared for znus? Kedesha means mikudeshes, designated for znus. Where is this kedesha? Hivo inayim ala dorach, that was by the crossroads on the road. Vayomru, they answered, loy hoitzav azeh kedesha, there was no kedesha over here. Vayoshev al Yehuda, so Chiro went back to Yehuda, Vayomer, and he said, loy mitzah siha, I could not find her. Vigam anshe hamokim omru, and also the people of the place said, loy hoitzav azeh kedesha, there was no kedesha over here. Vayomer Yehuda, so Yehuda said, tikach lo, let her keep what she has, Peniya Lavuz, in order that we should not become a laughing stock. It should not be a disgrace for us by asking around where a Kadesha is. Hine Shalachti Hakadi Azeh. What else could I have done? I did everything to keep my word. I sent the goat, the Ata Loy Mitzosa, and you were not able to find her. I would like to go back for a second to Pasuk Tesvav, where over there we see that Yehuda thought that Tamar was a Zayna. If Yehuda thought that she was a Zayna, how was he able to have relations with her? It's usur to have a Be'ila with a Zayna. What was Yehuda thinking? Mizrahi learns that Yehuda actually made a Kedushin on Tamar. He was Mekadosh with Kesef or Shtar or Bia, and this way he was allowed to marry her. The Mefarshim ask that it's not Mashma like that, because the Psukim are constantly calling this Isha the Kadesha. Why would he call her a Kadesha if he actually married her? So it's not Mashma that he was Makadasher before he had Be'ila. Maskela David learns that the reason why he was able to marry her is because the Pasuk says, Lysia Kadesha Bivnois Yisrael. When the Pasuk says the Isser of being Boyel a Kadesha, it says Bivnois Yisrael. The Isser is only amongst Jews, but not amongst Goyim. And since she was not Bnois Yisrael, therefore the Isser of Zayna did not apply. And that's why Yehuda was able to marry her. But then there is another question. Bishlam Yehuda was able to marry Tamar because he did not know that she was his daughter-in-law. But Tamar knew that she was the daughter-in-law of Yehuda. So how was she able to marry Yehuda? Some learn that in those days the mitzvah of Yibum worked differently. It was not only a mitzvah upon the brother of the deceased to marry the deceased wife, but rather any relative was able to be Mekayim the mitzvah of Yibum. And therefore, Yehuda was being Mekayim the mitzvah of Yibum with his daughter-in-law. That's what Tamar was thinking. Although there is an Isser of Kalosai of a daughter-in-law here, this will be a mitzvah of Yibum, where a relative is marrying the wife of the deceased in order to be Mekayim the mitzvah of Yibum. Maskela David gives another teretz. He says that Tamar was really not his daughter-in-law, because Er and Oinon really never made a complete bia. The pasuk says that they were dash mi bifnim, vizare mi bachutz. They were mashche zera. They never made a gemar bia, and since they never made a gemar bia, they were not really married to Tamar, and Tamar was not Yehuda's daughter-in-law, and that's why Tamar was able to marry Yehuda. And it was when the months tripled. It was almost 3 months since she was pregnant. And it was told to Yehuda saying, Zansa Tamar Kalosecha. Tamar, your daughter-in-law, was Mizanet. Vigam hine haral aznunim. And she is also pregnant from this nus. Vayomer Yehuda, and Yehuda said, Haitziuha, take her out, visisareit, so that she should be burned. We know the din that if the daughter of a Kohen is Mizanet, she is mechuyev misa with the misa of sreifa, the misa of burning. Since Tamar was the daughter of Shem, and Shem, as the pasuk says, was a kohen, like the pasuk says earlier, umalki tzedek melech sholem v'hu kohen lekel elyon, he was a kohen. So since she was the daughter of a kohen, that's why Yehuda said she is mechuyev a misa of sreifa. The mefarshim ask that the din of Sreifa by Bas Kohen is only if the daughter of a Kohen was an Arusa or Nesua. She has to be married in some way in order to be Mechuyev Misa Sreifa. Over here, Tamar was not married at all. She was only a Shomeres Yavam. She was waiting to do Yibum. So why would she be Mechuyev a Misa of Sreifa? Chizkuni learns that Yehuda was the king. And really, Tamar was not allowed to get married until Yehuda would give her permission. By her being Mizanet, she was being a Murid B'malchus, rebelling against the king, and therefore she was Mechuyev Misa. Since they were giving her Misa anyway, they chose the Misa of Sreifa since she was the daughter of a Kohen, although halachically the din of Sreifa over here should not apply. The Mefarshim ask, how can Rashi say that Tamar was the daughter of Shem? Shem died when Yaakov was 50. Yaakov, at this point, was 110 years old. He was 108 by the Mechiras Yosef, so now he was about 110 years old, making Tamar a minimum of 60 years old at this point. To say that she was 60 and married Erva Oinon, who were just a few years old, is very schwer. Therefore, the Mefarshim say that it does not mean that she was the daughter of Shem, but rather the granddaughter of Shem, the daughter of Elam, who was the son of Shem. According to this pshat, we have another issue, because that would not make her a bas kohen, because although Shem was considered a kohen, his children, the Gemara says in Adarim, were not considered kohanim, and therefore Tamar would not be considered a bas kohen and would not fall into the category of misas sereifa. He mutzes, she was taken out to be burned. V'hi sholcha el chamil lemar, and she sent to her father-in-law this message, saying, Le'ish asher ela loy, to the one who these belong to, anoichi hara, I am pregnant. V'atomer, and she said, Haker no, please recognize, Lemi hachosemes v'apsilim v'hamata ho'ela, to whom belong this signet ring, these clothing, and this stick. Tamar did not want to say, it is from you that I am pregnant, because she did not want to embarrass her father-in-law. She would rather be thrown into the Kifshana Esh, into the furnace, before embarrassing her father-in-law. And this is where the Gemara learns out, Noyach lo la'odam shiapilu le'kifshana Esh va'al yalbin p'nei chaveru b'rabim. A person should rather throw himself into a furnace before embarrassing his friend in public. Because Tamar was ready to be thrown into the Kifshana Esh in order not to embarrass Yehuda. And that's why she only said, Le'ish asher ela loy. Vayaka Yehuda, and Yehuda recognized the Mashkin. Vayomer, and he said, Tzadka, she is right in her words. Mimeni, from me she is pregnant. Ki, because for this reason she did it. Al Kain, which means Al Asher, Lo Nesatia L'Shela B'ni, since I did not give her to Shela, my son. V'lo Yosaf Oid L'Daita. Rashi brings down two pshatim. Either he was not Moisif, he did not continue to know her, or V'lo Yosaf, from Lashon of Seif, he did not stop to know her. Maskel David explains the machloikis between the two perushim. Either V'lo Yosaf Oid L'Daita, he did not continue to know her because she was his daughter-in-law, or V'lo Yosaf Oid L'Daita, he did not stop from knowing her because he found out that Er and Oinon did not do a Gemar Bia on her, and she was not his daughter-in-law. Therefore, he did not stop from knowing her, and he stayed married to her. Vayihi Beis Lidita, and it was at the time she gave birth. The pasuk over here does not say, like it says by Rivka, Vayimlu Yomeho Leledes, and her days were filled to give birth. Because over here, Tamar gave birth after 7 months. Vihine Si'oimim Bevitna, and there were twins in her stomach. By Yaakov and Esav, it says, Vihine Soimim, without an aleph, because there was one tzaddik and one rasha. Over here it says, Te'oimim, because they were both tzaddikim. Vayihi Belidita, and it was when she gave birth, Vayiten Yod, and one stuck out his hand, Vatikach HaMialedes, and the Mialedes took a string, Vatikshu Al Yodoy Shani, and she tied onto his hand a red string, Lamer, saying, Ze Yotzo Rishona, this one came out first. Although halachically, it does not really make a difference if the hand came out first, this would not make this baby to be called the Bechor. It's only if the head came out, we would consider it as if it was born. So why did the Mialeda say, Ze Yotza Rishoyna, by the fact that it stuck out its hand? Ravam learned that the Mialeda made a mistake. She did not know that we do not go after the hand. Arachayim learns that it was Nitznitza Ima Ruach HaKodesh. Ruach HaKodesh entered into her by placing a shani on the hand of this baby. Because shani can be read sheni. She was really saying, unknowingly, sheni. Even though this baby stuck out its hand, it is still Shani, the second one. Vayihi kemesh of Yodoy, and it was when the baby returned its hand. Vehine yotza ochiv, then his brother came out. Vatoimer, and she said, Ma parasta olecha paretz, with what strength you asserted yourself and came out. Vayikra shmai paretz, and therefore he called his name Paretz. Paretz is from the name of Paratzta, you strengthened yourself to come out first. Va'acha yotza ochiv, and afterwards his brother came out, Asher al yodei ashoni, the one that had the red thread on his hand, Fayikro shemai Zerach, and he called his name Zerach. Zerach means to shine, since the red thread was shining on his hand. Rashi speaks out that in the last few psukim we find the word yad four times, and this is alluding to the four times that Ochon, who was a descendant of Zerach, took from the Cherim, from the ban of the booty of the land, which they were not allowed to have any hana from. He violated the cherim. And corresponding to the four times that he violated the cherim, the pasuk says yad four times. Rashi says another pshat, that it is corresponding to the four things that he took. Adera shinor, shnei chatichos kesef, and loshen zov. A cloak from shinor, two pieces of silver, and a piece of gold. And corresponding to those four items, the pasuk says yad four times. Zot Rashi inside pasuk aleph. Vayihi bo esahi. Lama nismecha parsha zulakan. Why is the parsha, the story of Yehuda, written next to the parsha of Mechiras Yosef? Vehifsik beparshas shel Yosef, and it interrupts in the episode of Yosef. Lelamed, this comes to teach you, shahiridu echav migdulasai, that the brothers, the Shvatim, lowered Yehuda from his position. Kishero b'tzoras avihem, when they saw the agony of their father Yaakov. Amru, they said, ato amarta lamoichroi, you said we should sell him. Ilu amarta lashivoi, if you would have told us to return him, hayinu shoymin lecha, we would have listened to you. Vayet meis echav, and he turned away from his brothers, ad ish adulami, nishnatev imai, he became a partner with this person, Chira from Adula. Kenani tagra, it means a merchant. Vahaya b'chsiv, and it wasn't ksiv when she gave birth to him. Shei makon, ksiv is the name of a place. Vayomer ani, and I say, al shem sheposka miledes nikra ksiv. This place was called ksiv because she stopped giving birth. And chesiv means a stopping. Lashon hayusil li k'may achzav. It will be to me like a stopper. Asher lo yikozmu meimov. That its waters will not stop. Dim loikein ma bo lohidienu. If this is not the reason, then why is the pasuk telling us that it wasn't chesiv when she gave birth to Shela? Ubebereishis Rabba reisi. In Bereishis Rabba I have seen. Vatikra shemay Shela pasekes. She called the name of his child, Shela. And the Medrash goes on to say, Pasekes, referring to the word Chesiv in the Pasuk, which means a stopping. Pasekes means a stopping. Rav Eini Hashem, Er died because he was evil in the eyes of Hashem. Kira Osoy Shel Oinon, just like the evil that Oinon did. Mash Chizaroi, destroying his seed. Shenema V'Oinon, because it says by Oinon, Vayomes Gam Osoy, that Hashem also killed him. Kimisase Shel Er, Misase Shel Oinon. For the same reason that Er died, Oinon died. Why was Er destroying his seed? In order that Tamar should not become pregnant and spoil her beauty. Oinon did not want to establish children for his brother. Because the son will be called in the name of the deceased. This will be called the deceased child. And Oinon did not want that. B'shiches arza dosh mi b'fnim, he would thresh on the inside, v'zorem mi b'chutz, and winnow on the outside, which means that he would be mashches zara. Ki omar, because Yehuda said, kolomer, doicha haya oisa b'kash, he was pushing off Tamar with a straw. He was just blowing her off. Shalai haya b'daiti la'asiyalai. He never had intention that she should marry Shela. Ki omar, because he said, penyomos, muchzekes hi sheyamusu anosheho. This Isha has established that she kills her husbands. Vayal al goizde tzaynay. Rashi switches around the pasuk. Vayal timnosa. He went up to Timna, lamoid al goizde tzaynay, to stand by the shearing of his sheep. Oyle timnosa. He went up to Timna. Uvishimshin v'oimer vayerid shimshin timnosa. It says that Shimshin went down to Timna. Bishipua hahara hoisa yesheves. Timna was on the slope of the mountain. Oylin lo mikan v'yordin lo mikan. You can go up from the bottom and down from the top. Shimshin went down, and Yehuda went up. Vatis alof, and she wrapped herself. Kisses upon her shelo yakerba. She covered herself in order that Yehuda should not recognize her. Vateshev befesach einayim, and she sat down by the crossroads. Befsichas einayim, beparshas derochim, by the crossroads. Shal derech timnosa, which is on the way to Timna. And the reason why it's called psichas einayim, because one must open his eyes by the fork. Rabbi Seinu Doshu, Bepischoi shel Avram Avinu. She went to the opening of the tent of Avram Avinu. Shekol einayim mitzapos l'roisai. This tent, all eyes yearn to see. Ki rasa ki gadol shela. Lefikach, hefkira atzma isel Yehuda. Since she saw that Shela had already grown older, and Yehuda did not give Shela to her, that's why she was hifkira, she made herself available, etzel Yehuda to Yehuda, shehoisa mis'avo lahamid mimenu banu, because she desired to have children from Yehuda. Why did Yehuda think that she was a Zayna? Because she was sitting at the crossroads. Since her face was covered, that's why Yehuda was not able to recognize her. She covered her face when she was in her father-in-law Yehuda's house. She was a tsnua then. Lefikach lechoshto. That's why he did not suspect that this was Tamar. Vayet eleha eladerach. Miderach shahoya nita. From the way where he was going, eladerach asher huba, to the way where she was. Uvelashin laz dash turner. Havai no. Hechini asmacha. Prepare yourselves. Vidaitcha. And your mind lekach. Kol lashin hava lashin azmana. Every time the Torah says Hava, it means preparation. Except when we can explain it to mean giving. Hav, to give. And even the times that we explain it to mean Hazmana, to prepare. It is really similar to the Lashon of giving. Because when you prepare, you are giving it your attention. Prepare yourself that I will be Mizana with you. Give yourself the attention to this act. A ravine is a mashkin, collateral. Chaysamcha ufisilecha, Targum says, is kesach vishay shifach, which means, tabas she'ato chaysambay, the ring which you sign with it, vesimlascha, and your clothing, she'ato mischasabay, that you cover yourself with it. Because chaysamcha means to sign, so it means the ring which you sign with. Fisilecha means a lotion of covering, it means the clothing which you cover yourself with. Vatahar loy, Giborim ki yotzeboy, tzadikim ki yotzeboy. It says Loi to tell you that she gave birth to mighty people and tzadikim, just like Loi, just like Yehuda. Hakadesha, where is this Zayna? A Zayna is called Kadesha because Mikudeshes umizumenes laznus. She is designated and prepared for znus. Tikachla, let her keep it. Yishala mashabiyada, let her keep what is in her hands. Penia lavuz, in order that we should not become a laughingstock, im tivakshena oid, if we will seek her anymore. Yisparsim adover viyignai, it will become known and it will be a disgrace for us. Kima olai lasais oid laamis devorai, what else can I do to keep my word? Hine shalachti hagedi azeh, behold, I sent the goat. Lefi sherima Yehuda es aviv, bigdi izim, since Yehuda tricked his father with a goat, shehitpil kesainis Yosef bedamai, because he dipped Yosef's shirt in the blood of the goat in order to fool his father into thinking that Yosef was dead. Rimuhu gam oisai bigdi izim. Now he was also fooled with the goat. It was because of this mashkin, the goat, that he lost all his belongings. Kimishloish chadashim, when the months tripled. Rubai shall rishon, most of the first month. Verubai shall achron, and most of the third month. Veemsoi sholem, and the complete middle month. V'loshen kimishloish chadoshim kiishtalish hachadoshim. It means when the months tripled. Kimoi u'mishloach monois and mishloach yodom. In both of those instances, the mem of mishloach is part of the root of the word. It does not mean mi, from. So too over here, kimishloish, the mem is part of the shorish of the word and does not mean from. V'chein targum unkelis kitlosois yarchaya, when the months tripled. Hara l'znunim, shem davar. The word hara means pregnant. It is a noun. Me'uberes, pregnant. K'may isha hara, a woman that is pregnant. U'k'may bara kachama. Hara and bara have the same makeup. And it is also a noun. Bara, clear. Kachama, like the sun. Take her out v'sisaref, in order that she should be burned. Amar Ephraim Makshah. Ephraim Makshah said, Mishum Rameir, Bito Shal Shem Hoysa, Tamar was the daughter of Shem, Shehu Kayin, and Shem was a Kayin, because Shem was known as Malki Tzedek, and the Pasuk says, Malki Tzedek Mel Shalem was Kayin Lekel Elyon, Lefika Danu Visrefa, that's why they judged her with the Misa of Srefa, because a Bas Kayin that is Mezane is Mechuyin Misas Srefa. He Mutseis, she was taken out Lisaref to be burned. Vihisholcha el chamiha, and she sent to her father-in-law. Leirotza lahal bin panov, she did not want to embarrass him. Veloimar, and say mimcha ani miuberes, from you I am pregnant. Elo leish asher ela loy amra, she said to the one that this belongs to, I am pregnant. Im yoida meyatzmai yoida, if he admits, fine. Vimlav yisrafuni, let them burn me. Va'al bin ponov, and I should not embarrass him. Mikan amru, from here Chazal say, noyach leila odom, it is better for a person, sheyapilu lekivshana esh, that he should be thrown into the furnace. Va'al yalbin pnei chaveroi berabim, in order not to embarrass his friend publicly. Haker no, ein no elaloshen bakosho. No means a lashon of asking, please. Haker no baracha, please recognize your creator. The al ta'abed shalish nefashos, and do not kill three people. Because by killing me, you will kill the two children inside of me, and three people would have died. Zakrashi tzadka, Yehuda said she is right, bidvareha, in her words. Mi meni hi mu'uberes, it is for me that she is pregnant. For Rabbeinu Zal Darshu and our Chachamim Darshan, Sheyotza Baskoil, a Baskoil came out, V'omro, and said, Mimeni, it is from me, Umeiti Yotzu HaDevorim, and it is from I that these things happened. Lefi Shehoiset Snuah BeBeis Chomio, since Tamar was modest in her father-in-law Yehuda's house, Gozarti, I decreed Sheyotzu Mimenu Melochim, that kings will descend from her. Umishevit Yehuda Gazarti, Lahamid Melochim Biyisrael. And from Shevit Yehuda I have decreed that there will be established kings in Klal Yisrael from Yehuda. So since I have to keep my promise to make kings from Yehuda and from Tamar, therefore Mimeni, from me it is that we put these two together. And this way I am able to bring out kings from Tamar and Yehuda at one time. Ki al kein lo nisatiyo, ki bedin osasa, because she is right in doing this, al asher lo nisatiyo l'sheila b'ni, since I did not give her to Sheila my son. For lo yosaf oid, zok Rashi, yesh oimim lo hoisif, some people say lo yosaf means he did not continue to know her, v'yesh oimim, and some say lo posak, he did not stop from knowing her. Either it is a lashon of hoisif, or a lashon of saif. Bechaveroi, we find a similar pasuk in Parshas Bahaloscha Gabi Eldad Umedad, where the pasuk says that Vayisnabu v'loyasafu, they had nevuah v'loyasafu. So over there also v'loyasafu can be learned in two ways: either they did not stop having nevuah, or they did not continue having nevuah. The nevuah was only on that day. Beis Lidata. By Rivka it says that she filled up her days to give birth. Earlier by Rivka she had after 9 months. Over here it was only after 7 months. With an aleph, male, complete. Ulahalon, and earlier by Rivka it says toimim, without an aleph, chaser, missing an aleph. Lefisha echad, rasha, because by Rivka one of them was a rasha, Esav. That's why it says chaser without an aleph. Aval elu shnehem sadikim, but both Peretz and Zorach were both sadikim. That's why it says se oimim. Vayiten yad, and the baby stuck out its hand. Hoitzi echad yodei lechutz, one stuck out its hand outside. Ulaacher shekashra al yodei hashani hechzira. And once she tied the red thread on his hand, he brought his hand back into the womb. Paratzta, chozakta, you were strong. Chozakta olecha chozek, you pushed yourself with the strength to come out first. Asher al yodei hashani, arba yodei ksuvos kan. 4 times the word yad is mentioned in these psukim. Keneged arba charomim shemal ochon, corresponding to the 4 bands that Achan violated, Sheyotza Mimenu, who Achan was a descendant of Zerach. V'yesh Armim, Keneged Dalet Devorim Shalokach, the 4 times Yad corresponds to the 4 things which Achan took. Aderes Shinar, a cloak from Shinar, from Bavel, Ushnei Chatichos Keseth, and 2 pieces of silver, Shel Mosayim Shkolim, of 200 shekel, weighing 200 shekel, V'loshen Zov, and also a piece of gold. So corresponding to these 4 items, it says Yad 4 times. Vayikra Shemoi Zerach, he called his name Zerach, al shem Zerichas Maris Hashoni, because of the shining of the red thread. Zerach means to shine.